Hello!
Hello!
It's Lirio.
It's Christine.
And the background noise you hear is because we have the window open because it's ridiculously hot today.
It's awesomely hot.
Awesomely?
It's like 30 degrees Celsius.
It's hot. It's higher than that.
Is it higher than that?
Let's ask Siri.
With the humidity? Does Siri actually know?
How hot is it today?
And remind me to put the gazpacho in the fridge.
The high temperature will be 31 degrees today.
That's crazy.
What's with the humidity? Does it say with humidity?
Well, I remember seeing a tweet from the local news weather person of a nondescript gender that it was going to be with humidity 35 up to 40.
Woo!
Yeah, that's why you have to, because you're going to go get our kids.
I am going to go
We've get our kids. We've been sans kids for
entire week.
Almost an entire week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except I worked almost the whole week, which is a great
thing. And I worked
the
whole week, which is a good thing. But, you know, yesterday I worked for 9 hours. I instructed people for 9 hours.
That's a long time. Lear's not used to doing hours like that.
Well, it's hard. You have to, you can't.
I know it is hard.
You can't take a break at all.
I know. Tell me about it.
Except for designated breaks.
Tell me about it.
It's very mentally taxing.
I know.
Yeah. Speaking of taxing, apparently Americans will still be allowed to be forced to buy health care.
Isn't that a tax?
That's the thing. Their Supreme Court says, because we have our own. And yes. Their Supreme Court said that it's not constitutional under the Commerce Clause, but it is constitutional as a tax. So basically, if you're an American citizen, there's now a personal mandate for you to get insurance.
Yes.
And if you can't afford then you'll be covered under some kind of expanded Medicaid system.
Yeah.
And,
which will make it a whole lot of people less stressed out, right?
I suppose, but the big important part of the whole...
Do you think that'll decrease gun violence?
No. The important thing
really?
About... Yes, I think the most...
not as stressed out people?
I think the most important part of the whole bill is the insurance companies not being allowed to refuse people for pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, and I read somewhere just today I read that in some cases insurance companies charge women more than men for the same conditions.
Apparently.
What's with that?
Well, it's private enterprise. You can't stand in the way
I
of
know,
capitalism.
I know.
So what if it has
I
to do
I try not
with people
to. No, that's not true. I always try to stand in the way of capitalism.
Yes. Yes. So, you're going to go get our children. I have podcasting commitments, so I'm going to stay here.
Yes.
And Sunday is Canada Day. Eh?
Yes, eh.
This is when we celebrate.
Is it Sunday or Monday?
Sunday. July 1st.
Oh, so fireworks are on Monday? Or Sunday?
There are fireworks tomorrow night because it's the beginning of the International Fireworks Festival.
Yes, but that's not for Canada Day.
No, that's just for the fireworks festival. And then Sunday there may be some fireworks, but not a lot because it's Quebec and they don't really do fireworks for Canada Day here.
Yeah.
And then we have stores being closed on Monday since the holidays on a Sunday this year. So things are closed on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Right. So we have Monday off.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That'll
be nice.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, and I think on Tuesday I'm driving over to St. Hyacinth again.
Oh, really?
I think I'm doing that on
the
3rd.
I'm not working at all next week.
You're lucky. You get to spend time with children. Nicholas starts day camp next week.
Yes, he does.
Awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Nicholas starts day camp.
Indeed.
Isabel goes back to daycare.
To daycare.
And although we might just spend a day in the pool.
You guys might just spend the day in the little inflatable pool outside.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Although it's supposed to rain all week, isn't it?
Is it? I didn't check. I don't look at the weather as much as I used to anymore. I don't know. So, what's that noise? What's that noise?
I don't know.
What's going on?
What's going on? What's with that?
It's Illyrio. The lovely, my wife, almost wife, Christine, couldn't be with us today, so I have a very, very special guest. I met him, you may all know him, I met him back in university, back in Montreal. His name is Redemption Cast, Illyrio. How do you do, fine sir?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, sir. I apologize for my phone connection, though.
Yes. So are you enjoying the show Angel? It is one of my favorite. I have seen the entire series. I know you are watching it for the first time. So I don't want to spoil you on anything, because I know Mr. Burge would be incredibly upset. But have you enjoyed the vampire culture that they've been showing you and been exposing you to?
Yes, very much so, sir. It has inspired me to write a paper on it. I feel like I'm in my days of university.
Yes, I agree. So now, Potential Castellario and the lovely Christine are out sailing today. So I decided to call up my good friend here. We could recount stories from our days in university when we were. I don't know if everybody knows this, but we both studied anthropology. Yes. I'm not sure whatever happened to getting cultured, Illyrio. We seem to have lost him. Maybe he went on a trek somewhere. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Maybe studying lower Amazonian tribes, perhaps.
Yes.
He does like to do anthropological studies. I do know that.
Don't
so, Redemption Castellario. Now, what do you think of the new iOS 6 that is coming out? I had heard you were beta testing it.
No, that's the other Illyrio.
Oh, that was Potential Castellario. Okay,
yes,
I'm sorry. Sorry for the confusion. Now, do you also sail as like Potential Castellario does? Are you a sailor? Are you a seaman?
No. I leave the seafaring to Potential Castellario. It's a little too dangerous for my blood.
I see. Yes. Yes, I myself am not a sailor, which is why I am back on the dry land. Although I find pirate culture fascinating.
I once
did a paper on it back in university about the rum trade in the Caribbean, or as many say, the Caribbean. But I prefer the local dialect to the more Americanized pronunciation. So, well, we're running... We are running short here. We are recording on the iPhone, and there's not much space left on the GarageBand. So thank you so much for joining me while Potential Castellario and my almost wife, Christine, and the children are out on the sailboat. I myself am a landlubber, too, so I guess it's time to say...
Tune in
and
rock on.
Rock on.